Results. Categories that define white supremacy culture were utilized to organize the primary themes that arose from the raw interview data. Given that challenging white supremacy culture is inherently linked to becoming an anti-oppressive organization, it is important to view these interviews within this framework to help gain common language and understanding for the executive board to work with. It is also important to note that many oppressive actions, such as ableism, homophobia, transphobia, etc., fall under the umbrella of white supremacy culture. Thus, beginning to name and address structures that align with white supremacy culture will also address other oppressive actions unconsciously perpetrated by those structures. Definitions for each category have been provided. Ad hoc committee members did not create the definitions. Instead, definitions have been written in accord with anti-oppressive resources, Appendix E, https://www.whitesupremacyculture.info. Within each category related to the characteristics of white supremacy culture, we have three headings. First is how it manifests. This is related to how interviewees describe how white supremacy culture is embedded within the day-to-day activities of the MAR AMTA and ANTA. Second is consequences, which speaks to how white supremacy culture has impacted and harmed marginalized members and non-members within the MAR AMTA. Third, other options, provides initial alternative responses to white supremacy culture that interviewees and anti-oppressive resources offered. Fear. The category of fear is defined as white supremacy culture's number one strategy is to make us afraid. When we are afraid, we lose touch with our power and become more easily manipulated by the promise of an illusory safety. End quote. How it manifests. Marginalized members who were interviewed discussed a variety of ways that fear is manifested within organizational spaces. For example, many report not speaking up in meetings in fear of being labeled as a troublemaker, as well as not being understood due to English being a second language. For many BIPOC members, just being in white majority spaces evokes fear related to the harm of institutional racism, i.e., the MAR AMTA is a microcosm of white supremacy culture embedded within most structural institutions in the United States. This fear of not offending or upsetting white members of the board was prevalent in almost all of the interviews. A majority of interviewees confirmed the anonymity of their interviews several times for fear of board members viewing the content. This parallels many of the actions of the MAR executive board, which can be driven by fear of upsetting the white status quo. Many people interviewed exhibited fear and discomfort when it came to speaking about marginalized identities, including gender, gender identity, sexuality, disability, age, and race. This fear presented as being afraid to say the wrong thing, avoiding answering questions about identity, or engaging in identity erasure. Several interviewees noted present and past board members' change in affect and voice when responding to BIPOC members during meetings, and several interpreted this as fear of non-white people. Consequences. Marginalized members who have served in a variety of capacities for the MAR AMTA have reported they do not feel safe for a variety of reasons, which impacts decisions to not volunteer within the region, parentheses, not running for elected positions, for instance, close parentheses. Marginalized members not being able to feel they can be authentically represented, and no trust that the MAR AMTA is actually helping them or their clients. Fear of engaging incorrectly with folks of differing socio-cultural locations may result in less engagement of any capacity. This results in decisions that reflect only the interests of those who feel safe engaging with the MAR AMTA. Other options. Marginalized members discussed how fostering and nurturing authentic relationships within smaller affinity spaces has been instrumental to growth, progress, and feelings of safety. Many have decided to focus their energy within these spaces instead of being part of the MAR AMTA. Additionally, non-members and members reported engaging with other organizations who have demonstrated anti-oppressive action. Authentically engaging with other organizations may be key for the MAR AMTA to learn new ways of operating, as well as new ways of being with stakeholders. Continued training for members of the MAR Executive Board may be helpful in mitigating the fear that many Executive Board members feel, especially fear of harm that immobilizes members from acting to adjust oppressive structures. Continuous engagement with communities outside of those who hold power, for example, the AMTA Executive Board, the MAR Executive Board, and committees, will also be important for the MAR Executive Board.